Praise the Lord. Ms. Hunter speaking.
Ms. Hunter, how you doing? This is Barack Blumenfield. I'm calling from down here at the Community Center. What I was calling in reference to was in reference to your daughter. We had a couple of incidents at the pool last week. We spoke with her once about it, but Allison urinated in the pool again today.
She did?
Yes, ma'am. The moment there's any type of foreign chemical or foreign body acids in the water, all the water around her turned purple, and all the other kids freaked out and swam away. And that was the first incident on Tuesday. This time, the incident basically escalated, and I don't want to say that your daughter defecated in the pool, but I know that nobody dropped a candy bar in the pool.
Okay.
And some things I need to go over with you right quick. Basically, we're going to need $8.50 from you and drainage fees for 22 other kids in the pool.
Uh-huh.
We're going to need $1,250 from you for the E. coli testing that we held on all the children today.
$1,250?
Yes, ma'am. In addition to the initial $8.50, $75 because we have to rechlorinate the water. And finally, we have to sterilize the walls and the base of the pool as well as all the internal drainage pipe. And that's going to be another $872.
Sir,
have a good time.
You're talking about $1,250 plus $850?
Plus $75 plus $872.
There's no way I can pay that tomorrow. I don't have that type of money.
So let me ask you this. How do you pay your bills during the summer?
By the grace of God.
So you just walk around with all the lights on and just hope that God pays your power bill?
This is my first time hearing about something like this. I don't know what caused Allison to do that.
You know, children are going to be children. That's why we didn't really stress the urination thing. But once it got to the defecation, it caught everybody off guard because it floated over and it bumped another kid on the shoulder, and we need to get his shoulder sterilized and everything. The lifeguards didn't know what to do. It was basically a lot of chaos in the pool, and that was all caused by your daughter.
Did she take a laxative? What caused her bowels to move
that? I don't know. Well, most laxatives make the stool very soft, but this is a pretty solid.
Really? I'm just floored.
Well, as soon as the pool drains out, we're going to have Allison go down there and get the piece of matter herself. We're not going to let anybody on our staff touch that, and we figured that would be a pretty much adequate disciplinary action for her.
I've never had this type of behavior from Allison.
Now, let me ask you about your own parenting skills.
Let me tell you something, sir. One thing I do know is that we pray for her every day, and then she has a prayer of her own. I tell her about her guardian angel that sits on her shoulder.
Does the guardian angel tell her to urinate in the pool?
Oh, no. I said that was saved.
Do you beat your kids?
Well, I used to be a part of that, but I'm trying to do better now.
Nothing wrong with the beat down. Can I know somebody else you need to beat down?
Who?
Your good friend, April.
Oh!
This Roy Wood Jr.
I am going to beat her down.
You know your daughter be peeing in the pool.